This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's talk about our boy, our good friend, Johnny Bones, who apparently he was on steroids. He's popped for like Eastern European 1980s weightlifting steroids. Johnny Bones probably suspended for 3 years. You can't have a career after that. So I don't see what the positive spin is for the UFC.
I just can't understand how he gets caught with this stuff.
Because he's a moron.
Yeah, well, I guess that's fair.
You want some happy news? Is that what you were saying you wanted?
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler may end up being traded to the Indianapolis Colts. And if you're a Texans fan, what more can you ask for?
Oh, is that not the best storyline?
I mean, that's the best case scenario, right? I don't know if the Browns can trade Brock Osweiler. The Colts may actually be in on that. If Andrew Luck is going to have to be put on the pup list, that'd be something the Colts might be interested in.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. So, can I follow up one thing on Deshaun Watson?
Sure.
For people who are talking about, he didn't look very good. He was 3 of 10. Keep in mind what a small sample size that is
right
over the course
it's
of a game.
It's a preseason game. Not
but
the end of the world.
Remember how he started the national championship game last year? It was pretty crappy.
Finished strong.
To the point that I don't remember who it was tweeting out about this guy's a disaster and the biggest moment and blah, blah, blah. How'd that game turn out?
He won the game.
He did.
And
he was pretty good.
And this time he won the game. He defeated Jacoby Brissett and the hated Patriots.
No, I'm talking about last year's national championship.
I'm talking about this year.
Stop.
This last game.
Stop.
Who cares about the stats? All that matters is the win, right?
Stop with your Jacoby Brissett.
He dominated him. Dominated.
I was just trying to make the point. It was a small sample size.
You're right.
That's all. Fine. I quit.
Let's see. Jesse said, 3 episodes of Hard Knocks has changed my opinion on Jameis. I really like that guy since the show started. What are your thoughts? I didn't see last night's episode yet. I'll probably watch that tonight after I take a nap. Because I was busy watching Ozark. I like that show a lot. I think you'll like it, too.
Yeah, that's I was kind of waiting for you or Jong to watch it and give me a recommendation. So,
But I said that last week. I've been really impressed with Jameis, and Jameis reminds me a lot of Vince Young at Texas. And he's just got everybody's 100% bought into him. And, my opinion on him it's stock up since I've started watching that show. So that's one of the things I like about Hard Knocks. And maybe it's all fake for the cameras. I don't know. Maybe he's full of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I haven't seen last night's either. So I'll probably going to just spend the rest of my night in the room tonight and try to catch up on some stuff. But I thought there were some things that they showed last week that he was clearly hamming it up for the camera. But I also think there was some genuine stuff. So I have been impressed with him. I just haven't. I've kind of been impressed that he seems to have matured since he's gotten into the NFL, which was my big concern about him. And he hasn't done anything. He could easily be doing Ezekiel Elliott stuff right now.
Yeah.
And what we'd be saying, is he worth having on the team? Was he worth that investment? He's not. He's not doing that. I mean, he's not becoming Ezekiel Elliott. He's actually been a pretty...
I mean, he's had it, for the most part, he's had his bleep together since he's been in the NFL.
Right,
which I had a hard time believing he would.
I did, too. But so far, so good.
And the talent is legit. I mean, I think if the Bucs are contending for the division this year, I think he might be an MVP candidate. He's got some great weapons on that team. I mean, he's set up to succeed there. You disagree with that?
No, I just had something pop up on my screen that I had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that distracted me. My apologies. That happens. But, all right, so Jong has told me that we're going to have a guest next week that I'm excited
about. Is that confirmed, Jong?
Yes, confirmed.
Okay.
So that means we will have had three of the key members of the Sons of Anarchy team on our show at one point or another. So, yeah, Kim Coates to talk about Goon 2, which I love Goon 1. But I'm sure we'll ask him about some Sons of Anarchy.
Let me bring it up. I wonder if is it wrong to ask him how he feels about the way it ended?
No.
Okay.
No, I think we can ask him about that.
Okay. So I don't want to bring that up. I don't want it to be weird, though.
No, I mean, I think he'll probably have nice things to say about it.
Okay. But you think he'll be lying, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I think
he'll just say the right things.
Yeah. Maybe he'll just say it wasn't for everybody or something like that, but I enjoyed it. Because there were people who said that. It's like, yeah, okay, maybe it was over the top, but I enjoyed it. I was not one of those people. I thought it was over the top and one of the worst finishes to a show that I liked that I'd ever seen. But Landon said, Winston and Evans quickly becoming my favorite duo in the NFL.
I won't go that far, but I do like Mike Evans.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get better and better. And now a lot of Johnny Football success, I think he had a little bit to do with it.
Oh, yes.
So,
well, one of them's a top five receiver in the NFL, and the other one is what?
Cricket.
Exactly.
Yeah. Honest opinion, who do you see a higher ceiling for, Winston or Mariota? Coming into the draft, I would have said Mariota. Having seen them both, and I was also worried that Winston was just going to implode with something goofy. But I might have changed my opinion on that
over the last
couple of years.
But I think both of them are pretty high ceiling.
Yeah, I think they're both really good. And I think both teams will be happy to have their guys.
Here's an interesting question for Fred.
I mean, it going to rain?
Highest ceiling amongst AFC South quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, Marcus Mariota, Deshaun Watson.
Highest ceiling?
Highest ceiling.
Well, we've seen Luck's ceiling. Now, are you talking about what he does from here? You talking about what his career has been?
I'm talking
because at the
end of their careers, who will we look at and say he was the best of those guys?
Well, see, it would be easy to say Luck, but I'm worried about these injuries.
Worried if it goes any further?
Well, if he doesn't play well and doesn't get healthy, then as great as he was at the beginning of his career, you know, a lot of guys start off fast and then wind up disappearing. Robert Griffin Jr. I think he's better than that, obviously. He's had more success. But I am legitimately concerned that he won't be the same quarterback.
Okay.
I know she didn't put Blake Bortles on that list.
Well, I didn't think it was necessary.
Yeah, no, I think we've all decided, and it looks like the Jags are deciding that he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
I like Watson's accuracy as a passer more than Mariota's.
Okay.
I like that they're both athletic. I think I think because of that.
Mariota's more athletic, you would agree?
Yeah, more athletic, and certainly his accuracy is improving as well.
Yeah.
He's learning how to play in that kind of offense. So I'm kind of splitting hairs there because I think their upsides are similar. I guess if you stuck a gun to my head, I'd stick with Luck, but I'm nervous about the injuries.
I would say Luck only because we've seen Luck at his best is a top two or three quarterback in the league.
Right.
I don't know if these other guys can ever get to that.
And that doesn't mean they can't get to top five, which would be pretty good.
Right. But even that is, I mean, we don't know if they're even, right now, neither one of those guys is close to that.
No.
Do we agree?
No, but that's, but.
So, and I know that.
My point is.
I know Andrew Luck can be there. I don't know if he can be there again.
Well, and that's the thing. And for them to get to where he was would mean those teams are really good.
Yeah.
But. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Can we do a non-sports here? Take a break for non-sports? That was a really sportsy couple minutes
had. Yeah, it was a very sportsy segment.
It was exhausting. You really, really like pornography.
Not so much anymore. I,
Honestly, but you are obsessed with pornography. You watch it in public.
No, I've never done that.
You watch it in your car.
Honestly, no.
Okay.
No. In fact, I don't really need pornography. I have a pretty good imagination.
Okay. Well, most people like pornography a lot. And X-Hamster is a porn provider on the interwebs. And yesterday they reported their viewership during the eclipse. And people were so obsessed with the eclipse that they stopped watching porno. It says, just goes to show that porn stars cannot compete with real stars. That's Alex Hawkins, the X-Hamster vice president. I don't know if I don't know who the president of X-Hamster is. I wonder.
I've never heard of X-Hamster.
I wonder what. Google it. See what comes up.
I'm not going to. Especially not here. While there's people walking around, we've probably got more people doing radio shows here than anything we've ever been at outside the Super Bowl. I mean, I think there's more shows going on now than there was at the Final Four, even.
Well, in places like Nashville and Portland, where the eclipse, the major cities where the eclipse could be viewed most completely,
yeah,
traffic dipped as low as 40% below normalcy.
Were people trying to make eclipse babies then? Was that why?
Maybe that's possible, or maybe they were just looking at the actual eclipse.
But it's
a similar drop during the first half of the Super Bowl. And
interesting.
If you recall, and I think it was a different porn provider that gave us these numbers, but porn was very unpopular during the first quarter of the football game, was extremely popular at halftime, was not popular in the fourth quarter, and was again extremely popular after the game.
Interesting.
I love to watch the porn stock market. I love to watch it rise and fall, bouncing up and down.
I honestly only know the name of one porn
thrusting
site.
Upwards and then sliding down slowly.
Then searching for redhead.
And then jackhammering up and down.
I see. Don't you have something you need
during
to read
during the
here?
Eclipse.
You need to have something
during
to read
the
here.
Eclipse.
You really do.
I just read something to you. It was about porn.
No, but
you're welcome.
Do something that is more useful to the people.
Okay. Well, depending on how you do that stuff, you may need to call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. And if things are a mess, they can take care of it. Summer means there's lots of foot traffic coming through your house. It's a great time to get your floors cleaned with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. The summer special still going on for a limited time. They're going to clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right, a free room with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. Carpet, tile, doesn't matter. The other guys are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals. It all traps dirt and allergens. It can make your family sick. It can make you sick, which would be bad. It can make your dog sick. No one wants a sick dog. 281 Dirt Free, go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free, tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Las Vegas. What is this facility called?
This is called The Tent.
Okay.
This is called headquarters for Radio Row and the media for Mayweather McGregor, the biggest fight in combat sports history. Right?
I thought this actually had a name. It's like the Las Vegas Center or something.
I don't know.
It was.
It could be.
It's a temporary name. Well, let's see. Does it say on our signs here?
No.
Why have you put the 6'10 sign in front of ours?
By the way, 6'10, we're sharing a table with them.
Well, because the show that comes on before ours on their station is here. That's the only one
yes.
here. Just like we're the only ones here for ours. I thought that was a little weird because usually we wind up sharing with SB Nation because Matt's here doing his show. Actually, it was two Matts today. And we tend to get on the same place they are because his show ends an hour before ours, and it works out well. But, no, the 6'10 guys, we're on the same table as them.
I don't like that.
Yeah. That one guy just kind of hung around for a long time afterwards. A little creepy to me.
Well, tomorrow we're going to need to shush him along. Go on, buddy. Get out of here.
Yeah,
Show's over.
We got work to do.
Yeah, get some real work to do. Do you ever have moments when you question how much your parents really loved you when you were a kid?
No, not really.
I had one today.
Okay.
So my dad, as I've talked about on this show before, lives with my aunt. So they're both older, you know, they're both single, widowed, and, you know, so they live together. Well, my aunt's gone out of town, and my dad is—he doesn't like to drive. He's like an old man.
Yeah,
he can't do anything for himself.
Well, and I'm not going to fault him after that accident he had.
A pretty gnarly accident.
I wouldn't want to drive either.
But it's freaked him out from driving. So my wife and I have been having to go take him around places to do stuff. The first day my aunt went out of town, his dog—he's got two chocolate labs, puppies. One of them was throwing up. Sometimes that happens with a dog.
Yeah.
This was on a Sunday, mind you. He called me and had me take him and the dog to the emergency vet clinic because it was throwing up. They said, well, he probably just ate one of the plants in the backyard and gave him an IV and charged him like $300.
Jeez. Pets are so expensive.
So today, my dad calls my wife and says, the dog is limping. I think it's got a broken leg. I need to take it to the vet.
Same dog?
Same dog.
Okay.
They go to the vet. It's got like a sprained toe.
$350.
Who knows what it costs, but she doesn't tell me that. But when she was telling me this story, I said, you know, when I was like 13 or 14, I was playing tennis. And I split open my knee on the tennis court. And I ended up needing like 6 stitches from this. So it's a pretty good sized gash on my knee. You could see down into the knee. It was something that clearly needed stitches. But my dad was one of those dudes who was like, you know, rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
So until my aunt came over and saw my knee and forced him to take me to the doctor to get stitches, he poured whiskey into my wound and super glued it. And that was supposed to make it better. But the dog had a stubbed toe, and he took him to the vet. He threw up, and he went to the emergency clinic. I think my dad loves his dogs more than he loved me when I was a kid. Hmm. Is that a reasonable conclusion?
It's one possible conclusion, but
that's what I felt all day today.
It also could mean, by the way, how's he going to get around when Superstorm Harvey floods everything and there's nobody there to take care of him or take the dogs anywhere?
Yeah.
That's not going to be good. I think he also might have, the older you get, the more precious you realize life is. That you're running out of time, that the icy finger of death is pointing at you, and at some point, that's where you're going to wind up. I don't want to say I feel that way sometimes, but, you know, you're closer to the end than you are the beginning.
But they're dogs, and I was his son.
Well, I know, but back then, he thought he was going to live forever. He thought you were going to live forever. You don't really care. I'm trying to turn this into a positive for you.
All right. Well, it really bummed me out today, honestly.
But the whiskey thing sounds very 1820s to me.
Oh, it was such like...
But super glue kind of works for me.
I felt like I was like on the Oregon Trail and somebody showed up in a wagon and the guy pulled out like some magic elixir and just was like, oh, this will fix everything. And it did fix it. I had to go to the doctor.
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
You could have had diphtheria.
I could have had diphtheria from my tennis accident. Mm. That's the worst, too. All the sports I played growing up, how did I get hurt? Tennis. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. I think, well, I had some bad injuries, but probably my dumbest was we had a go-kart, and it's one of the reasons why I always kind of felt like my parents pretty good to me. But we had a go-kart, and we kind of made a BMX track in our backyard, and I rode my motorcycle on it, too, and we ride the go-kart on it.
Okay.
And at the time, A.J. Foyt was the big name, probably 7 years old, 6 years old. And I'm just telling everybody I'm faster than them, that I'm A.J. Fred, and I'm going to just crush everybody.
You're A.J. Fred?
Yeah. From, like, A.J. Foyt. It was dumb. I was 6 years old. What do you want?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you tell that to people now.
No, God, no. God, no.
Because I don't tell people I'm Fred A.J.
No, I would not. No, this is when I was 6 years old,
okay,
in reference to A.J. Foyt, and it was a terrible reference, but
okay.
I was six, okay?
That's fair.
Go flying around, trying to go faster than everybody else. Crash into a fence. Basically slice almost all of my finger off. And my dad just basically wrapped it in a Band-Aid.
Jeez.
and you know what? I still have the scar, but it healed up fine. So, who knows about these things?
Well, I just want it to be known that I eventually went on to tear that ACL, and I think it had something to do with that initial injury. I mean, those could be connected, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go with, yeah, probably so.
Thanks for having my back.
Yeah, if you'd only gotten
thanks
that.
Thanks for having my back more than my own father.
Yeah,
did,
yeah. Right? If he had actually taken you and gotten that fixed rather than use super glue.
Yeah.
Oh, the whiskey was a good choice. Then, yeah, you would have never blown your knee and probably don't lose that fight.
Yeah, probably not.
It's all his fault.
Thanks a lot.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we're going to bump up deaths this segment because we've got a guest in the last segment. And we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right. Usually we do this last segment on Wednesday, but we've got a very interesting...
We're changing it up.
Yeah, we got a very interesting guest coming up in the last segment. Talking a little bit about the scandal going on at Baylor. And he's written a book about it. But that hasn't
tried
died.
To tell people.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did. So this...
I was shamed. I was...
Yeah, I bet you got a lot more hatred than they did when they were writing the book, because by then things were coming out.
Maybe so, but they probably still didn't take it very well.
Probably not.
We'll ask him about it.
All right, so these are people who have passed away, not, you know, today, but this week.
In
sometime
history.
In the past, yes. Oh, a couple of them were this week. We start with 2012, Phyllis Diller. American comedian and actress. Natural causes at 95.
That's a good run. Solid, strong.
Hell of a run. 2012, Steve Van Buren, Hall of Fame NFL halfback, 91.
Also a president, right?
No, that was his brother, Martin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or uncle. Oh, you know what I did? I've actually done my presidential rankings.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to do them while we're here in Vegas, but I've done them. After all this time of talking about
it. All right.
2008, Gene Upshaw, former union leader. 2003, Bobby Bonds, the non-steroid version of the Bonds family.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. 1971, okay, I think Jong is doing this to Jack with me. Every week we have a different dead Shamu. This is the original Shamu.
They call that the OS.
Yeah. Well, he died in 1971.
Yeah.
The SeaWorld orca.
I remember that really affected me.
How about this? We go to.
I was negative 9 years old, but it choked me up.
Yeah,
big
time. You were never the same as whatever you were before. I'm going to go down that rabbit hole. 1614, Elizabeth Bathory, the world's most prolific female serial killer.
Yeah.
Dies at 54. Stories describing her vampire-like tendencies, most famously the tale that she bathed in the blood of virgins to retain her youth, were generally recorded years after her death. Well, the problem is, if she were a vampire, she would not have died. Unless they staked her in the heart. Or got her out in the sunlight.
I don't like women who kill men. I'm against that.
Well, it doesn't say...
I don't like women who bathe in the blood of men either.
Well, blood of virgins.
Yeah.
That was to retain her youth.
Yeah.
I don't know that it worked for her.
That could have been Jong a couple years ago.
Possibly.
Poor Jong. Imagine if we didn't have Jong now because of serial killer.
Yeah, and somebody had bathed in his blood.
Yes.
That would have been awful.
I don't like that.
All right.
Yeah.
We're on to our best deaths. 2017, this week, Jerry Lewis, we mentioned, dies at 91. That's a good run for him.
I want to say like nice stuff about Jerry Lewis, but I never thought Jerry Lewis was funny.
I didn't either.
Like he used to always pretend to be a mongoloid, and I didn't really get it. Like, at first I thought that he really was that, and I was like, oh, it's so nice of Dean Martin to keep around this handicapped guy. But it turns out it was just a ruse. And
he cried on those damn telethons every time.
That's the one thing. You know what? If I need something nice to say, that dude raised a ton of money for muscular dystrophy.
He did.
I think billions of dollars with a B. So, yeah.
Okay, there's your positive.
There you go. That's something. The positive.
Do you know what his real name was?
No.
Joseph Levitch.
I knew that. Just kidding. I didn't know that.
I never heard that either. We'll miss you, Joe.
Joe.
2017, we mentioned Dick Gregory earlier in the show. And 2012, Neil Armstrong, dead at 82. One giant step into the grave.
It's known.
Yeah. All right. We have two dead porn stars. Kind of close together in time. 2007, Haley Page died from?
2007?
Yes, Haley Page, 2007.
I'm going to go suicide.
Possible murder and had methadone in her system. So maybe she was trying to commit suicide.
Usually methadone, like you're using that to try to not be on drugs, but the murder thing. Is it possible murder means also possible suicide,
yeah,
though?
I guess it just depends on the way
they
you look at it.
They don't know who did that.
No, and I think if you're going to look at it in this way, then
that's partial credit at least.
Yeah, I'll give you partial credit. All right. Okay. 2004.
I'm so good at this game, honestly.
2004. Karen Dior.
This is the week of what?
This is the week of August, late August.
August 20...
20th through the 26th. These are when people died.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking up what the number one song in the country was. And that will help me decide.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put myself in her apartment, in her poorly decorated apartment, like that. The way only a porno chick could decorate an apartment.
Okay.
A lot
of pink fuzzy stuff?
Yep. The number one song was Lean Back by Terror Squad.
Oh.
That was sandwiched in between Slow Motion by Juvenile and Goodies by Ciara. But Lean Back had 3 weeks.
That was obviously a pretty crappy week for music.
Yeah, I'm going to say she was really bummed out, probably killed herself.
Died from cirrhosis of the liver and AIDS.
Oh, AIDS in 2004.
Yeah, that's pretty late for AIDS.
Yeah.
Late to the game.
You were warned.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair. If you're still getting AIDS in 2004, you had fair warning and you ignored it.
And that is your deaths. And I had one song of that band you were talking about earlier, the one about the Discovery Channel. I've heard that song.
Okay. The Mammals song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do want to clarify, I'm not...
You're not that out of it.
Well, no, I'm out of it when it comes to that kind of stuff. But
I also have a song called Kiss Me Where I Smell Funny. And a lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Which I find to be true.
Interesting.
I actually think that's not their song. I think that's a Bob Dylan cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm...
Sounds like something he would do.
But they sang it.
Okay. Gee whiz. All right, well, we've got an interview coming up next segment that hopefully you guys will enjoy, get a little insight into what happened at Baylor. And also going to be doing a book signing Sunday, weather permitting, of course.
Yeah,
which,
unless we're all drowned. Yeah. I mean, excuse me, unless
you guys are all drowned.
We're in the safety of the desert.
Yeah, although we still are under a flood watch for another...
It's not even raining outside.
No,
it looks nice now.
It's
we're good.
Now.
We're
yeah,
good.
We're fine.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions real quick. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You want to do it with the custom style and quality that you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Tearing everything out and starting over can be expensive, but Allied has the fix for that. It's carved stone. Carved stone overlay gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll do it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover and all that, they'll do that. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is a company you want to do business with. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call, 713-465-0400. Get that risk-free estimate from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Young was too much to cope with. Why you think the BX nickname it cook? Should have been called on robbery,
extortion, or maybe grand larceny. ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And the great thing about Harry's Razors is you get convenience. They come right to your door. You get quality, and you're saving money because they make them at their own factory and sell them directly to you. So you don't have to go to the store. You don't have to open up those ridiculous plastic packages that take forever. You don't have to get them unlocked. You just get them sent right to you. So 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and so have I. And the best part is I got my little travel pack that I bring with me on the road when I'm here in Vegas. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. That's right, free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and we've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. All you have to do is head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And great guest joining us here now from ESPN. Famous writer, has a little bit of everything. Been on Outside the Lines. Mark Schlabach joins us. Mark, appreciate the time. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. We're in Las Vegas, so we're loving life right
oh,
now.
Oh, God, living the life, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm really fascinated. Obviously, the Baylor scandal has dominated the headlines down here, especially a lot lately. Very fascinated by what you're working on here. Tell us how you got into this, and what were some of the things you found out as you were diving into it?
Paula Levine, who's a reporter for OCL, and myself, we've been reporting on the Baylor story for the past 2 years, you know, got on it really in the beginning with Sam Ukwuachu and Tevin Elliott, but decided to do a book. We're approached about doing a book last summer. So really took a much deeper dive into it and really just stunned by the, not only the number of alleged assaults, but also just the violent nature of them. And when we got in front of these courageous women who were willing to talk to us to hear their stories about gang rapes and assaults, it just really raised the hair on my neck. And on top of that, you know, when they went to the university that was supposed to be there to help them, every door seemed to get slammed in their face when it came to counseling and medical services and academic assistance and getting moved out of classes to get away from their alleged perpetrators, you know, it was gut-wrenching to sit there and listen to their stories.
Mark, I feel like I was one of the people early on when maybe there was like the second or third accusation that said they've got a clean house here at Baylor. And I got so much negative feedback for even insinuating that Art Briles could have anything to do with this. I'm guessing you writing a book on it, you must have gotten, I mean, even more than what I got. What was the pushback like from Baylor alum and just the people there around Waco?
Yeah, there's a segment of that fan base and alumni base that is going to defend Art Briles to the end of the earth. There are people that think he was nothing but a scapegoat. And I'm not going to sit here and say that Art Briles was solely responsible for it, because I think it was systematic failure across the entire campus. I mean, from Art Briles and his coaches to the athletics department to the Title IX office, which really didn't exist, to the student judicial affairs, to the Waco PD, to Baylor PD. I mean, it was just systematic failure. And there were people that missed a lot of warning signs, and there were people who turned their heads when these victims came forward. But Briles is the guy who brought these players to campus. I mean, he's the one who brought Sam Ukawachu to Baylor after he had problems at Boise State. He brought Sean Oakman to Baylor after he had problems at Penn State. And, you know, it's his program. He's the CEO, and he has said that he didn't do enough, that he had an internal system of discipline. It should have been external. He was the last to know, and he should have been the first to know. And, you know, he didn't do enough, good enough job when it came to displaying his players.
I've said all along, it seems, I don't want to say impossible, but it seems highly unlikely that Art Briles gets a chance to be a head coach in college football again. What, do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. I think when you look at some of the text messages he exchanged with his staff members about trying to keep players out of the student judiciary drug testing system, the fact that they didn't even have an internal system unless a player was arrested, which was unlike 99% of the other FBS programs. He was trying to keep people from reporting incidents to the police. You know, look, there were people on the board of trustees that didn't want to fire him. And after they got the Pepper Hamilton findings, they called Art Briles in and gave him a chance to explain himself and one last chance to save his skin. And when they asked him what he would do to improve it, he didn't have any ideas. He sounded like a football coach who made a bad play call at the end of the TCU game and said he was sorry and he was remorseful, but he didn't have any ideas on how to fix it. That didn't sit well with a lot of trustees.
Mark Schleybach is our guest. Violated is the new book. How can people get the book? Is it going to be bookstores, Amazon?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. We're going to be at Brazos Bookstore in Houston on Sunday, weather permitting, from 5 to 7. Paula and I will both be there. But, yeah, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can buy books.
Awesome. I guess one of the things that stood out throughout this thing is that, and you mentioned that there are people that didn't want to fire him. How much of this is you get a guy who can win at Baylor, which is almost never happens. How much of it's just the win-at-all-cost mentality that we're willing to overlook serious crimes?
Yeah, if you read the book, it's just this ascension of this program that had been a cellar dweller forever. I mean, Baylor was traditionally one of the worst programs in the country. You guys know more than I do. It was winning when it had never won before. It was cool to play at Baylor and to play in that offense and to play for Art Briles, who had this renegade reputation. And it was cool to wear those uniforms, and it became a destination for top recruits instead of the last place recruits wanted to go. And at the same time, you're building a $266 million stadium on the banks of the Brazos River that you have to pay for. The university is trying to go from this regional Baptist institution where Baptists in Texas and other parts of the country send their kids into more of this nationally, internationally known research institution. They're trying to build a $200 million endowment. And, you know, it's like one of the trustees in Dallas said, it was awesome, and it's hard to screw up awesome. You know, nobody wanted to screw it up because Baylor was relevant for the first time in forever.
All right, that was Mark Schleybach, who the new book, Violated. And if you get a chance, assuming
everyone hasn't drowned. Go out there for the book signing and check him out. And
turn around, don't drown, though. Yeah, it's not worth a book signing.
Definitely. But I'm looking forward to reading the book. And
there's Amazon you could get, too. Like, you could just have them bring it to you. Let the Amazon driver drown before you drown.
Yeah, well, hopefully by then everything will be fine. But you never know. All right, so that is going to wrap it up for day one from out here in Las Vegas for Mayweather and McGregor. I want to thank Mark Schlabach for joining us, and I want to thank everyone out here for having us in Vegas. It's been a fun first day and a lot of great stuff coming tomorrow. So make sure you tune back in. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.